or no wind. I've been broke two times again, and I love you, baby, better than I do myself. My rent is due and I'm hungry too. I'm depending on you to see me through, 'cause I love you, baby, better than I do myself.
You so great and you so fine, if you ain't got nobody, you can't be mine. It ain't no joke to be so broke. And baby, you know I ain't lying when I say romance without finance is a use. So baby, you know I need some gold, you know I need some gold.
You swang with who swung you. Don't be a fickle fool. If you came here with a gal who has always been your pal, don't leave her for the first unattached girl. It just ain't cool. You gotta dance with who brung you, swang with who swung you. Life ain't no 40-yard dash. Be in it for the long run. Long run, you'll have more fun if you dance with who brung you to the bash. I had a friend in Texas, really had some style. He sang good old western swing and nearly drove him wild, wild, wild. When a talent scout from Vegas said, boy, Drizzle sang this way. In one short year, he's broke, and in L.A. you've got to dance with who brung you. Swang with who swung you. Life ain't no party or dash. Be in it for the long run. In the long run, you'll have far fun if you dance with who brung you to the bash.
CT Pittsburgh Attic Records is located in Millville, and they're open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can actually visit Attic Records by going to Millville or call them up at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. Hey there, it's me, the Moxster, and for the next half hour, I want to feature music from the artist Bobby Bear Jr. Now, Bobby Bear Jr. is indeed the son of legendary country artist Bobby Bear, but he actually made his recording debut at the age of 8. Now, I'm going to get to that song a little later in this half hour, but it was in 1998 that he put out his proper first release. He was using the moniker of just Bear Jr. for that first album, for his first two albums. First album was called Butte. Let's play something off that album to kick off this set of music. It's Nothing Better to Do.
Well, I woke up early today and thought of 7 different ways to like myself less than you do, for any reason, false or true. While you dig me more than I dig myself, I'm in love with you 'cause I got nothing better to do. Just fish for sympathy for any reason particularly. And you smile miles more than I do, so I just bounce me off of you. While you take me more than I take myself. I'm in love with you 'cause I've got nothing better to do. I've got nothing better.
big dress. They say I can make love 3,000 times a day. Sister, you better get out of my way.
Valentine, Why do I need a job? Feel so free, I got nowhere to be. Oh, why do I need a job? I once worked for an old bastard who always pushed me to work faster. He made fun of me 'cause my hair was green. Tried to stick his hands into my jeans. My girlfriend is a stripper in Abilene. She likes me to stay at home and watch TV. She pays for my food. She likes to be rude. She undresses her friends for me. So
his second Bear Jr. album, Brainwasher, Bobby Bear Jr. with his song, Why Do I Need a Job? It's a question I ask myself a lot. Why do I have a job? And then I realize I've got bills to pay and there's things I want to buy and I need money and the job really helps make that happen. So it's a valid question, though. Valid question. Before the Bear Jr. track, went back to Bobby Bear Jr.'s From the End of Your Leash album, for Valentine, that came out in 2004, and then also The Longest Meow, 2006, when that came out, and you heard the Heart Bionic from that. And then I start off that entire set. Yeah, we are playing only music for this half hour from Bobby Bear Jr., from his debut from 1998, back when he was still using just Bear Jr. Name of the album was Boutte, and Nothing Better to Do. My name's Paul. I am the Moxer. I've got nothing better to do than just play you some Bobby Bear Jr. music for a half hour. Why not? Why not? It's the flat-chested girl from Maynardville.
Flat-chested girl from Maynardville writes slowly in her diary about being a ghost who walks with thieves. They cannot take what they cannot see. While standing on her bed, she screams words that fall onto her shades. No one pays attention to me, so no one knows nothing about me. Flat-chested girl from Maynardville ignores the phone as it rings. She staples a picture of her mom on the bedroom door upside down. While standing on her bed, she screams phrases of hypocrisy. Does anyone think that I'm pretty? 'Cause no one will tell me, as no one is looking at me.
Majestic girl from Maynardville is skipping school to stay home and read. She kicks her cat into the fan and giggles as he bleeds. While standing on her bed, she screams, secrets that fall out from her dreams. Does anyone want any part of me? Please take anything. Sharon personator. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll Halloween. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll Halloween. Drinking with the Dixie Chicks from Nashville, Tennessee. The fat one is flirting with me. Head scissor hands gets angry while wrestling a cigarette machine. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll Halloween. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. Rock and roll Halloween.
I saw things I hope you never, never, ever have to see. I saw Elvis make out with Jesus in a yellow limousine. Hooker nurse, hooker cop, please, please dance with me. Pregnant nun, pregnant bride, pregnant guy sitting on me. Lonely you, lonely me, dancing drunk on Halloween. Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, rock and roll Halloween.
Bobby Bear Jr. from a 2004 release of his called Okay, I'm Sorry, with his version of I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before that, from his album A Storm, A Tree, My Mother's Head from 2010, it was Bobby Bear Jr. with a Rock and Roll Halloween. Throughout the entire set, from the Young Criminals Starvation League album, which is kind of what he called his projects after that album, Flat-Chested Girl from Maynardville. Now, over his career, Bobby Bear Jr. has recorded, I think it's 6 full-length studio albums. He also had that EP I mentioned about, Okay, I'm Sorry, that the cover song came off of. He has some live stuff on that and some other recordings on that EP. A couple singles, but since 2016, he's actually been playing guitar in Guided by Voices. That's right, along with Doug Gillard. Bob Pollard tapped him to join Guided by Voices, and he has performed on all of their albums since that time. So Bobby Bear Jr. still out there having fun, making music. In fact, speaking of having fun, he's done quite a few covers on his albums over the years. Like, for example, he's covered The Smiths, he's covered The Pixies, and also he's done a lot of covers of Shel Silverstein. Now, what's interesting about that is Shel Silverstein is actually his godfather. So if you think of Bobby Bear Jr.'s writing style and technique and his approach to music. It's very much like Uncle Shell's. In fact, for my last song, it's a song from 1974 that his dad did of a Shel Silverstein tune, but it's actually Bobby Bear Jr.'s recording debut.
So I'd like to introduce you to the next superstar. 20 years from now, he's going to be so ashamed of what he has done on this record that he's probably going to sue me. And he and all of his friends are going to be sitting around stoned. He said, look what the old man made me do. Let's give a big round of applause to Bobby Bear Jr.
Daddy, what if the sun stopped shining? What would happen then?
If the sun stopped shining, you'd be so surprised. You'd stare at the heavens with wide open eyes. And the wind would carry your light to the skies. And the sun would start shining again. Stop blowing, then the land would be dry, and your boat wouldn't sail, and son, your kite couldn't fly, and the grass would see your trouble. She'd tell the wind, and the wind would start blowing again. If the grass stopped growing, you'd probably cry. And the ground would be watered by the tears from your eyes. And like your love for me, that grass would grow so high. This grass would start growing again.
But Daddy, what if I stopped loving you? What would happen then?
If you stop loving me, then the grass would stop growing, the sun would stop shining, and the wind would stop blowing. So you see, if you want to keep this old world going, you better start loving me again, again. Better start loving me again. You hear me, Bob? You better start loving me again. You love me, Bob?
Yeah.
You better start loving me again.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
Supporting WRCT Pittsburgh, Attic Records is located in Millville, and they're open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can actually visit Attic Records by going to Millville or call them up at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. Hey there, it's me, the Mockster, and for the next half hour, I want to feature music from the artist Bobby Bear Jr. Now, Bobby Bear Jr. is indeed the son of legendary country artist Bobby Bear, but he actually made his recording debut at the age of 8. Now, I'm going to get to that song a little later in this half hour, but it was in 1998 that he put out his proper first release. He was using the moniker of just Bear Jr. for that first album, for his first two albums First album was called Boute. Let's play something off that album to kick off this set of music. It's Nothing Better to Do.
Well, I woke up early today and thought of seven different ways to like myself less than you do, for any reason, false or true. While you dig me more than I dig myself, and I'm in love with you 'cause I got nothing better to do. Just fish for sympathy for any reason, particularly. And you smile miles more than I do, so I just bounce me off of you. While you dig me more than I dig myself.
Massive! electric blood. And all you were was all I was. Now I got electric. Inside her feeble mind, she is spinning out of time. Like a hunter who's gone blind, my valentine. Beside her velvet nest, she humiliates the best. Couldn't take no more, I guess, of my valentine. Valentine, I killed my Valentine, and I laughed until I cried for my Valentine. Valentine, I killed my Valentine, and I shall gladly do the time for my Valentine. She does most of her work, laughing while you heard from my valentine. In the middle of every dream is a lie that pulls the key to free you from what you think you need, like my valentine. Valentine, I killed my Valentine, and I laughed until I cried for my Valentine. Valentine, I killed my Valentine, and I shall gladly do the time for my Valentine.
Stick his hands into my jeans. My girlfriend is a stripper in Abilene. She likes me to stay home and watch TV. She pays for my food. She likes to be rude. She undresses her friends for me. So I need a job. something cool, or I could do time for committing a crime, then sue for a million or two. I traded my car for a van, filled it with gas, guitars, and this band. They paid.
From his second Bear Jr. album, Brainwasher, Bobby Bear Jr. with his song, Why Do I Need a Job? It's a question I ask myself a lot. Why do I have a job? And then I realize I've got bills to pay and there's things I want to buy and I need money and the job really helps make that happen. So it's a valid question, though. Valid question. Before the Bear Jr. track, went back to Bobby Bear Jr.'s From the End of Your Leash album, for Valentine, that came out in 2004. And then also The Longest Meow, 2006 when that came out, and you heard the Heart Bionic from that. And then I started off that entire set. Yeah, we are playing only music for this half hour from Bobby Bear Jr., from his debut from 1998, back when he was still using just Bear Jr. Name of the album was Boute, and Nothing Better to Do. My name's Paul. I am the Moxer. I've got nothing better to do than just play you some Bobby Bear Jr. music for a half hour. Why not? Why not? It's the flat-chested girl from Maynardville.
Flat-chested girl from Maynardville writes slowly in her diary about being a ghost who walks with thieves who cannot take what they cannot see. While standing on her bed, she screams words that fall onto her shades. No one pays attention to me, so no one knows nothing about me. Flat-chested girl from Maynardville ignores the phone as it rings. She staples a picture of her mom on the bedroom door upside down. While standing on her bed, she screams phrases of hypocrisy. Does anyone think that I'm pretty? 'Cause no one will tell me, as no one is looking at. Secrets that fall out from her dreams. Does anyone want any part?
overweight Madonna orders two Bud Lights and a cranberry vodka. Marilyn Monroe dances dirty with Darth Vader. James Dean holds hands with a Sharon impersonator.
Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, rock and roll Halloween. Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, rock and roll Halloween.
Drinking with the Dixie Chicks from Nashville, Tennessee. The fat one is flirting with me. Ed Scissorhands gets angry while wrestling a cigarette machine.
Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, rock and roll Halloween. Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, rock and roll.
Hooker nurse, hooker cop, please, please dance with me. Pregnant nun, pregnant bride, pregnant guy sitting on me. Slowly you, slowly me, dancing drunk on Halloween.
Standing hand in hand,
Bobby Bear Jr. from a 2004 release of his called Okay, I'm Sorry, with his version of I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before that, from his album A Storm, A Tree, My Mother's Head from 2010, it was Bobby Bear Jr. with a Rock and Roll Halloween. Start off the entire set from the Young Criminals Starvation League album, which is kind of what he called his projects after that album, Flat-Chested Girl from Maynardville. Now, over his career, Bobby Bear Jr. has recorded, I think it's 6 full-length studio albums. He also had that EP I mentioned about, Okay, I'm Sorry, that the cover song came off of. He has some live stuff on that and some other recordings on that EP. A couple singles, but since 2016, he's actually been playing guitar in Guided by Voices. That's right, along with Doug Gillard. Bob Pollard tapped him to join Guided by Voices, and he has performed on all of their albums since that time. So Bobby Bear Jr. still out there having fun, making music. In fact, speaking of having fun, he's done quite a few covers on his albums over the years. Like, for example, he's covered The Smiths, he's covered The Pixies, and also he's done a lot of covers of Shel Silverstein. Now, what's interesting about that is Shel Silverstein is actually his godfather. So if you think of Bobby Bear Jr.'s writing style and technique and his approach to music, it's very much like Uncle Shel's. In fact, for my last song, it's a song from 1974 that his dad did of a Shel Silverstein tune, but it's actually Bobby Bear Jr.'s recording debut.
So I'd like to introduce you to the next superstar. 20 years from now, he's going to be so ashamed of what he has done on this record that he's probably going to sue me. And he and all of his friends are going to be sitting around stone. He said, look what the old man made me do. Let's give a big round of applause to Bobby Bear Jr.
Daddy, what if the sun stopped shining? What would happen then?
If the sun stopped shining, you'd be so surprised. You'd stare at the heavens with wide open eyes. And the wind would carry your light to the skies. And the sun would start shining again. Stop blowing, then the land would be dry, and your boat wouldn't sail, and son, your kite couldn't fly, and the grass would see you troubling. She'd tell the wind, and the wind would start blowing again. If the grass stopped growing, you'd probably cry. And the ground would be watered by the tears from your eyes. And like your love for me, that grass would grow so high. This grass would start growing again.
But Daddy, what if I stopped loving you? What would happen then?
If you stop loving me, then the grass would stop growing, the sun would stop shining, and the wind would stop blowing. So you see, if you want to keep this old world a-going, you better start loving me again, again. Better start loving me again. Really, Bob, you better start loving me again. You love me, Bob.
Yeah.
You better start loving me again.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
Hello and Happy New Year. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Starting off this year with Cygnus and the tune Expertly Smooth from the My Style EP. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.